Early in March 2021, Greg told All of Kinda Funny to turn on their cameras so they could record a special message for WWE superstar Xavier Woods. It turns out, Greg lied.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller. Alongside, for the first time in quarantine, the entire Kinda Funny crew. We'll start with the Texas Treat Latino Heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The globetrotting, headshot, nitro rifle from Twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
He's pleasure the future class. Greg.
There's no time for that. There's the future class of video games. Blessing, Eddie Oye Jr.
Hey, everyone.
There is, of course, Christmas in March, Joey Noel.
Hello.
The glue, Kevin Coelho.
I brought Cecil.
The producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Kev brought Cecil.
Who framed Roger Porcone?
Why?
I didn't have an intro for you. I just made that one up. He's the boss, baby, sad boy, Barrett Courtney.
I like Roger's hat. What
the master of hype, Snowbike Mike.
What up?
The coolest dude in the room and the number one baby blues in San Francisco, Cool Greg. And of course, he's Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Gettys.
Let Tim host.
We are here for a very special occasion. Tim, what is it?
We are celebrating the sixth anniversary of Austin Creed's Up, Up, Down, Down. Let's get hype, everyone. Woo!
Yay!
Tim, you couldn't be more wrong. That was the lie I told all of you to get your cameras on. I'm here to tell you that Jen's pregnant and I'm going to be a father.
What?
Dude.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's you know.
He's lying.
You are a piece of shit, Miller.
I figured I wanted it on camera, and I wanted you all here because, of course, you're my family. And so, there's a lot happening, obviously, that all the appointments I've been leaving for are not for us moving. There's a lot of other things I've been doing. And obviously, I don't like lying to you or even fibbing a little bit about it, other than the things for content
I woke
like
up
this.
For this?
Yeah, you woke up for this, Andy. I'm sorry. So, yeah. The idea was I figure, like, so for right now in our time, as we record this on March 12th, 2021, Jen is 10 weeks along. And so if you know nothing about it, like I don't know anything about it, we're still in the first trimester. That'll end. And usually at the end of the first trimester is when they're like, okay, you're okay to tell people. So 12 weeks. However, like I said, like I wanted to tell you guys ahead of other thing. Right now it's my parents and Poe and now all of you that know from this. Because again, like I said, you're my family. And obviously it's been a hard year not being with you and not being able to share things with you. Sorry. Fuck Kevin. Anyways, back to it. I gotta clear Jesus. It. I gotta clear the mechanism wow. sometimes, Kevin.
Sorry, what do you mean? Like, isn't that what we have Barrett for?
You can take it, Kevin. No, I know that's you why can you're take here. It. And so, like, we're far from out of the woods right now. And so we're not gonna go public and do the big thing about it. But I also didn't want to not be able to tell you about it. And so my thought process was, of course, tell you guys now on camera, record it, save it. And then when we do go public, this can transition into a Kinda Funny podcast that has Jen on it to talk about the journey we're both taking right now. But yeah, crazy, exciting times right now. And I wanted to share with you.
Holy shit.
Oh my gosh.
Love you, dude.
I love you.
Fucking awesome.
So yeah, crazy.
Congratulations to both of you.
Congratulations.
That's bananas.
Thank you. All right. So let's get to the real show. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the real Kinda Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Forbes 30 under 30, aka second base baby in San Francisco, aka the engaged one at Tim Gettys.
First off, you got me again. I'm crying again. Why is Nick so big?
I don't know. He wasn't big a minute ago.
The large man on your screen is the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Oh, man. You know, it's Friday. And,
how much you got in the tank right now, Nick? When we were on the stream for Pokemon Snap earlier, and I was like, yeah, and then we got the podcast. You're like, we sure do. Gonna be a long day. I was like, damn, dude.
The Friday podcast is always a special thing to look forward to because it's just got that fun, anything can happen energy to it.
Sure. Of course, yeah, that's 100% it. Of course, he's the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas Treat Latino Heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globetrotting, headshotting from Twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Look at this photo of you all that I'm editing
for.
We can't see it.
Well, yeah, they can't see it, but like, it's gonna be the thumbnail. It's just a beautiful photo. It's just life right here. It's life.
It's life,
know?
Right there.
Like, it might be one of the best photos you've ever taken, and like both of you. That's the. I guess all three of you. That is the best photo of the camp.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys look utterly. I mean, you look great right now too. But like sure. That picture, like that needs to be framed, put up somewhere, a museum.
Of course, it'll go in a
I'll
museum.
I'll put it back there.
Great. Oh, thank you.
Oh,
no,
my God,
you.
That would be sweet.
And then, of course, let me check my notes here. She's the co-founder of Pop Agenda, the love of my life, and the mother to my child now, Geneviève Saint-Ange-Miller.
Small Greg.
Yeah. Small Greg. Welcome to the show, Greg. Jake.
Yeah,
it's been a while since you were on the Kind of Funny podcast.
I know. Was the last time it was my birthday. We have cool friends.
Yeah.
Episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
You're here. All it took was a quarantine, ladies and gentlemen.
But that's what happens when video game people can't travel anymore. Which is just like
lots
you know.
Of boredom.
Yeah. That's the thing.
I do love that this is definitive proof that you had sex. Though
I was going to say the guy had sex. It was great.
Couldn't wait.
It's awesome.
It was like
pretty cool.
Everything Nick said it would be.
I was going to say that, like, how long did he get back to Avengers? Like, was it immediate or was it during? You know, I don't know.
Babe, let me get this
high. Just a load time, you know?
All right, but these were PS4 load times
for
Avengers.
Yeah, PS4
right,
PS5.
PS4
that's
load
question.
Time for right. Avengers, everybody. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have quite the show for you. Hopefully you cried in the beginning already. Let me tell you first, though, of course, this is the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week for sometimes five best friends gather on this table each coming to talk about whatever they want to talk about going on in their lives. Today it's the fact that Jen and I are having a child. If you like that, you can head to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you, of course, you can toss us a few bucks. You, of course, can get your questions read on the show. You can watch the show live, just like Joshy G is, Anakin is, Matthew Lewis is, Dolphin Corn is. The chat, of course, going crazy right now. Thank you all so much for your support today, which we'll talk about in a second. Of course, if you aren't watching live on patreon.com/kindoffunny, there's still other reasons to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can get the show ad-free. You can get it with the exclusive post show we do each and every episode. And of course, you can support the
a
beast that is Kind of Funny.
New member, yeah.
Who's a new member?
Are you the calling baby. Our child
you saying
the
my
beast?
Kid's already a new member? Or they...
Well, just like...
There's a lot to unpack there. Andy's calling a new member. Greg, did you refer to the child as the beast? Is that what we're calling the
no,
child?
No, the beast
wait,
that is kind of funny, we... I said.
Oh, the
right?
beast that is
kind of
funny, okay.
No, let's like, double down. Let's double
down. Uncle...
Great
no, no, no.
nickname for him, the beast.
I don't know
love it.
Uncle Nick can get behind the beast.
You like that? You're
going to
we're calling the kid the beast?
Yeah!
Earlier right, today, we were talking about names, and obviously, like, I always try to inception in, like, regardless of anything, just name the kid Nick. I don't care. And Kevin's
Nick
like,
Miller.
Well,
boy works for girl.
Exactly.
Jen brought it up. Jen did bring it up. Is like, what about Nick as a name? And I was like, the problem with Nick Miller isn't anything to do with Nick Scarpino. I'd be honored. You know what I mean? Up
Nick,
until
Nick Miller. That's a guy I trust.
Nick Miller was
you
on the
you
new,
don't
was
give
on
guy
new
money.
Girl. New Girl. I don't want New Girl references. This kid's okay, graduating off, high school and they're like, Nick Miller. And everybody in the auditorium is like, hey, that's the guy from New Girl. I don't want that.
That wildly successful show that went off the air after three seasons or whatever it was. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be like that.
That's why you should go for Walter White. That's what I say.
Walter White. You want the kid named after
a better show.
A Breaking Bad character.
Award-winning show. Yeah.
What if it was just Heisenberg Miller? You know, what if he did that?
That's
Heisenberg.
Cool,
first off, no, because then every Starbucks employee is going to hate him. I'm sorry, what? Heisenberg? What? I can't spell. Can I call
his
you
nickname
Hi?
Can be Henny.
Yeah, Henny? The Berg.
Cool Greg would like that. He'd like that a lot.
Hennessy.
Yeah. Andy, this kid Heisenberg, right? Heisenberg mm-hmm. is out there. He's a basketball superstar you know, the San Francisco high school. Wait, where'd you go? Lowell. He's a Lowell basketball high school superstar, right, Andy? Mm-hmm. But his name's Heisenberg, right? Think about all the cool signs we could have out there. Like, you can't melt this Berg.
Get rid of high with Berg.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, let's go with a different name, probably.
Wait, great. So you've been on streams, you've been tweeting stuff, you've been doing stuff. I want facts. What are the facts that you know that you want to share in terms of where you guys are at with baby names or you guys are at with gender or all that stuff?
Where was the room? Like, what area?
Sure,
how
sure,
did it smell?
Sure. Yeah, it was musty, Tim. Let me tell you. week 17 now.
Yeah, as of yesterday.
Yeah, targeting
like,
October 7th.
Final year of the NFL season. Final week.
Yeah, the week count thing has always been weird to me, but when you're in it, it makes sense because every, like, week to week, It's so different. Like, I think it just grew fingerprints this week.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, it's as big as an onion. It's an onion.
Because up until this point, it could have robbed anything and gotten away with it.
Small as a pumpkin.
Yeah, oh no, trust me. Oh, dude, is there going to be some dynamite Watto company content from it? Like, think about, like, how annoying I am to Jen on a daily basis. Now imagine that I have a new kid that's a prop that I can use. Ghostbusters and Superman and Portillo's stuff and Watto stuff in Halloween times. I'm just throwing
out, what if you decide, I mean, there's middle names also, and Watto would be a great middle name. Nick
Watto Miller.
That's pretty cool.
And that would definitely distract from the new girl connection I'm so worried about. Andy Cortez from kindoffunny.com. I saw your hand go up.
I want to let you in on where my brain is at this point in the week and the last two nights of like 3 hours, like 5 hours combined of sleep, just not sleeping. When Jen said going by the whole week to week thing is a little weird. And I was like, ah, oh, she's not American. They use different.
Is what I thought too. I was like, they must not count weeks in Canada.
They do it by tri weeks. They break the week.
I was
into
like,
three
yeah,
parts,
metric, the whole yeah. metric system thing is what it is.
So yeah, week 17.
Yeah,
great.
We're prepared to confirm that it is a boy. We know that
an actual small Greg.
A small Greg. Yeah. That is where we're at right now with it. Yeah, names we don't want to go into. We have a front runner. We have contenders, but it is very much that we want to meet them.
Yeah. Now here,
sure we got it right.
Can I interject real quick because I do want it before I forget. Kevin and I were talking about names earlier today, and I said name your child Nick, of course, as I always do. I want someone named a kid name because it's egotistical if I ever have a child named Nick. It's like, you know, what can you do? And also because there can't be
junior. It's just Junior.
No, there can't be two. Weird. Andy, there can't be two Nicks. There will never be another Nick hired at Kind of Funny either.
There is another Nick though right now. Another
what?
Nick Wait, Scorpio. What?
No, I was saying there's another Nick Scarpino right now.
Oh yeah,
but he doesn't work with us. Anyway, long story short, here's what we get. Here's how the conversation goes with Kevin. I think someone wants to name their kid Nick. Kevin's like, I don't give a shit what my kid's name. I'm just going to call him whatever I want.
Paula.
So Paula apparently will name the child. Kevin will just will rename the child at will, whatever he wants to call him.
100%.
Okay.
That is the thing.
That's Kevin move.
That's a Kevin move.
It definitely sounds like a Kevin move. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But are we talking like regular first names or just random words or like nicknames?
Could be random I'm thinking words. I'm thinking gender neutral, like Dune.
Tree.
Minivan.
Dune? You think Dune?
Directed by Denis Villeneuve.
Middle name directed by Denis Villeneuve. Second middle name, sorry, Timothée Chalamet.
During Joey's stream today of Pokemon Snap, somebody was in there. I saw saying like Joey's a great name and it can go girl or boy. And I was like, that's an interesting one to keep.
Joey,
yeah, but then you get the problem, right? Where back in the day, remember Greg? You'll remember this. Dingo stole my baby. Kangaroos, Joey.
Baby
that's Joey's. The problem.
Right? Yeah, baby yeah, totally. If this boy he ever goes over to Australia and they're like, there's a Joey on the loose, he's gonna be like, yeah, it's me, and then he gets attacked by a kangaroo.
Exactly.
You heard it once, you heard it a thousand times. If people
pest control comes after him.
This is really this is an aspect of child rearing that I've never actually considered, and now it's giving me anxiety. You have to pick a name that can't be made fun of. The kids can't figure out a quick, easy. Of course, kids, monsters, you know, in general.
We've talked about this though. Like the kids are going to find a way no matter what, right?
Yeah,
when I was Greg the Peg, that's what they called me. That's what they could come up with.
Greg the Peg.
Yeah, kids, they weren't creative, and nobody. And you might be like, oh, like pegging. No, but they didn't know what they were fucking saying.
Gregory
right?
Peck,
peg legs.
Yeah, exactly. Tim Geddes from kindoffunny.com. I saw your hand go up.
I was going to say this is a big thing because this is a little known fact. Gia's name is actually Gabriella, and growing up. It was Gabby, but her parents like, we need to stop this because you talk way too fucking much. So there's no way we can let you go to school because these kids are going to be vicious. So then eventually it turned into Gia. Origin
makes
tales.
Sense. Mm-hmm. And then Big G.
Big G.
That's her calling name. Of course, if you don't want to support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny. You can go to podcast services around the globe twice a week to get episodes where we have us goofing around and then, of course, bringing in cool guests like Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson or Jack Quaid next week, which is very interesting from the boys.
Or Jen.
Me.
Well, this isn't a guest episode. I count this is just Jen being.
Wow.
Jen's just, you're part of the family. You're kind of funny. You're carrying the air. Like what do you
the air. I love it.
Now, Jen, don't get it twisted. There will be some people that say, I fucking support this company. Because I want to listen to the main four people. Fuck anybody else who steps on the show.
Listen, like, we already had a guest episode this week. I know, do we really need another? I'm excited they're going to have kids, but come on. Like, they need to do it this way. So, before we get into any more, let me give you some housekeeping. Remember, Invincible has wrapped up its first season, and all of our Invincible reacts are up on youtube.com/kindoffunny. And of course, the Kind of Funny Reacts podcast channel, wherever you get your podcast of choice. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Willie D. Billums, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Mick, a.k.a. at Denanobiologist, DJ Kento, Steve Powers, Kieran O'Donnell, and Tom Bach. Today we're brought to you by MeUndies, but I'll tell you more about that later. For now, Jen, you're pregnant.
Man, I don't know what to do when you're...
I told you, like, there was a long conversation if she should come down or if we should do five boxes and she stays in her office.
I don't know, you just go, your brain...
He's done. I think he's done. I can't remember because sometimes the rigmarole comes back 55 minutes.
No, that's it. We're done with the rigmarole. Now we're here. Now we're just podcast.
I think he's done. Now we can
eventually I'll segue to ads. That's it.
Okay. Where do you want to start?
How does it feel to be pregnant?
Man,
here we go. Don't try to censor it. Just give him the truth.
My tits are huge.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And let me tell you, they are spectacular.
As someone who was born with no chest. And had no chest through the age of 33.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very annoying. I don't know how to sleep. I don't know how to manage knockers. Like I.
It's a different person. You look in the mirror, you're like, who is this?
So, yeah, exactly. She can't manage him because, like, obviously my hand's reaching in at all times.
Yeah.
Jenny, you just sleep on your side. It's not that bad.
No, I'm a side sleeper already.
Kevin's
but like,
giving
they're
you
like lumping into each
they're
other.
They're just.
Andy got it. Andy got it.
I didn't pick it up. That's really good, Kevin. That's a really good one.
I also want to point out that Jen referred to them as knockers, which is a very, very, I think, 1989 nomenclature for them.
Like,
that's great.
Maybe it's like Chris Farley said it.
So. Yeah. I was going to say, it's a Tom Hanks in Bachelor Party talking about some knockers.
Nice knockers.
She is Greg Miller's wife. Like, yes. You know, the slappers and knockers.
It's a smacker, all right.
Oh, smackers, excuse me. Hold on, Kevin, you have something to say that I think is very important.
Oh, just in the chat, Dale Sapwell says, again, Hurricane is a name you can't mock. Pretty solid.
Hurricane Miller.
That kid has to be a boxer, though.
Hurricane Miller.
Coolest name ever.
I think Storm is like a cooler name. Storm
we came up with a couple other ones on the stream today also. I was just going to throw it out. Video Miller. Vid Miller.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Sounds French.
Second
it sounds
one.
French.
You Does
have,
it?
Your first one is Vin.
Video.
You have a second kid, Diesel. Then together.
Oh, fucking shit.
I like where your head's at.
Vin Diesel. Diesel. Vin. Diesel. And when they're together, you call them Too Fast, Too Furious.
What about Hideo?
Shoe. Cool. Shuhei. Yeah, exactly right.
Shoe.
Baby Shoe.
Good stuff.
Nick, sorry, Shuhei
back
Miller.
To you.
How did, Jen, how did like breaking the news to your family go? What was that?
I definitely called my mom first because we're going to get like really sad really fast. There's not a single woman in my circles that hasn't had a miscarriage. So the second you find out about a pregnancy, to me, it was like, really deeply seated like a fear of I can't get excited. And my mom's a nurse and she's had like obviously three kids and then multiple miscarriages. So I was like, here's the thing that's happening and I'm freaking out. Because Greg and I, the full story is this isn't a pandemic baby. Like we've been trying for 2 years almost now. And because we were struggling after... I think like 13 months or so, we went to see a fertility clinic.
Yeah, it was the thing, you know, we pulled the goalie and it was like, all right, let's go. And then there was like that moment of like the way, it's interesting because like, you know, none of us, I shouldn't speak for you guys.
Tim, do you understand that hockey reference first off?
Yeah, well, of course. Come on,
that's soccer.
We don't
that's
understand
sure
icing,
on,
but
guys.
Pulling the goalie. That's
I want to be clear to you, Andy. I do not understand the reference in terms of sports. I understand it in terms of sex.
Okay.
I know what it means, but I don't know why they would pull the goalie.
Oh, you get an extra man on the ice then. You get an extra man on the ice.
Offensive
universe.
Yeah, it's usually a last-ditch effort out there.
Gotcha.
Anyways, though, so yeah, we pulled the goalie.
But it's dangerous because you might get pregnant in hockey.
Exactly. Yeah. once the goalie's removed in an NHL game, anybody can get pregnant in the arena.
Anyone can cook.
But, like, as for me, like, as someone who's been on birth control for 20 years, almost 19 years, like, and it's drilled into you, if you have sex, you're going to get pregnant, you're going to ruin your life.
Yeah.
And so the second you stop any kind of birth control, just like the fear of God of like, I know I love Greg and I know I'm going to spend the rest of my life with him, but I can't get pregnant. So there were
I mean, we pulled the goalie and I wasn't allowed to touch her for like a month and a half. She was like in still.
No, we just weren't finishing the deeds.
Fair enough. You know what I mean?
In the wrong place.
Wait, sorry. What? I'm missing this. Why?
Because
it's just scary. It's just so scary. Like the concept of living your whole life being told that you shouldn't get pregnant, and then suddenly you're like, I guess I'm gonna try, and you're just not. No one sits down with you as a woman most of the time to be like, here is what's gonna happen when you get pregnant, and how it's going to massively medically affect your day-to-day life. And so it's just a very you're diving in blind kind of process. So it took me a couple of weeks to adjust to the thought of, and then we started actively trying for multiple months.
Oh, that must have been tough, Greg. I'm sorry.
It was, you know, it was my cross to bear, Nick, as they say.
And then, like, at some point, too, you get to the point where it's like, all right, I have the app, I have the timing, yes, I'm ovulating, let's go. Like, it's very mechanical, and you're like, great, cool. It removes, like, a lot of the spontaneity.
Yeah, there it is. The French pronunciation's coming out.
Yeah, it's what time is it? It's usually when my English leaves my body.
3:43. Yeah. But yeah, that was the thing of like, yeah. So then it became this, you know, regimented thing. And all right, cool. It's not happening. And then why isn't it happening? Yeah. But they had told us specifically, like, or your doctor had told you specifically that once you go off the pill, you have to wait at least 12 months before you go to a fertility clinic. Because obviously your body
adjusts and stuff. So they said if nothing happens within like 12, 13 months, come back to see us. And so nothing worked, even though we were diligently trying. And when we went to the fertility clinic, like it's in San Francisco, it's a place called Kind Body. It's like one of many fertility assistance clinics. And it's like you just start with a bunch of conception assessment tests and blood work. And here's the state of things, like in terms of for me, how many eggs do I have left? Because I'm 33 years old. And when you turn 35, you turn a corner when they call it like geriatric pregnancy, like you're an old fucking person.
Yeah.
So it's like there's like this medical line in the sand there of like if you get pregnant after 35, there's a bunch of risks associated with that, like genetic risks and also just health risks for you as a person. And so I had a really low amount of eggs left, and then they also did Greg's profile, and that's when
Here's where I'll start with, because this has been a kind of funny podcast topic I've wanted to have for a long time, and I don't know. And I'm
jerking off
for
into
any,
a cup.
It's so difficult. God, is it? I've been practicing for this my entire life.
Yeah,
to me at like you know some SF hospital. It's in the middle of COVID. I'm in basically just a public private bathroom. You know what I mean? It's not like in the movies, that fucking Billy Crystal movie where they had the porno movies. Nothing like that, Nick.
Yeah, no,
it's me hunched over a sink trying to get fucking hard, and I'm like, I got a little cup, and I trying not to. They're like, don't touch the inside. I'm like,
stop,
fuck?
Please. We don't need this much detail.
Oh no, we're all in and honest, guys. Sink. This is the goddamn kind of funny podcast.
This is life, man. It's life.
Yeah, dude. Do they have one of those little pull strings in case you pass out? Like you reach and grab it.
I'm having an emergency.
Oh, no.
And no, like the whole time it's also COVID. So like
so you're in a mask too, asphyxiating. And you're like, well, this is helping. This is helping a little bit.
And like there was the first one before we went to Kind Body, where it was like trying to get a profile through my general practitioner or whatever, was like, cool, like, you know, oh no, it was Kind Body the first time we did it, right? It doesn't matter. Where they're like, all right, cool, like, you don't do it on the premises here. You have to do it at home and then bring it here. But there's
give
like,
you a little gift bag.
There's like a time limit and all this shit. So, like, it's like, I'm trying to lay, and I was like doing it during a work day too, where I'm like, all right, cool, I'm off the show here. So I'll transition from making the yuck yucks to making some yuck yuck over here, if you know what I'm saying. But I'm like, you know what I mean?
I'd like my sandwich minus the yuck yuck, please. Thank you.
And so, like, it was just, and then it was the first time I did it and came back, Jen was like, how was that? And I was like, it was not good.
Terrible.
Like, I feel like I was in my own head. I don't feel like I gave them enough to go on. You know what I mean? Like,
to be fair, they need very little, like, very, very little.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I ended up doing it like three times, I think, right?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, one was with the general practitioner, and then two were with Kind Body.
Yeah.
And you know, it was.
That sounds like the easiest thing in the world, Greg, to be honest with you.
I know. Oh, I know it does, Andy. I know it does. You know,
I can crank four out right now.
Andy's like bringing up the cups right now. Like, how hard is this? What are you talking about? Standing desk privileges. But the problem was, yeah, that like, you know, when they came back, especially through the fertility clinic, it was my worst fears realized, which were, you know, I mean, so many people today have reached out in a very positive way of like, this is so great that you're going to be a dad and you're doing this. I've listened to you my entire life. I remember on Game Over Greggy, on Podcast Beyond, on Knockin' Boots, you being like, I don't want kids. I don't want kids. I don't want kids. Right. And of course, I always talk about it like that changed for me on my first date with Jen, which I know sounds so cliched and goofy, but I've talked about it before of like sitting there and like having that feeling of like, wow, this is different. And when Jen said, yeah, you know, I think I want one or two kids, me inside my head going, okay. And having to really wrestle with that for a while of why did I, okay, really? And like never questioning it, never being against it, totally being like, that's how this is going to go. And coming to that realization that it's never a knock against any of my, you know, former partners, but it was just that it wasn't that I didn't want kids or even when I was single, right? It's not that I didn't want kids. I just didn't want them in that situation. Like that wasn't the right place for a child. Whereas this, you know, was so different for me. And so,
and likewise, like I didn't want to have kids until I turned maybe like 28.
Sure. Sure.
So because you're not mature enough and you're doing so much, like especially us, we were so career driven still. So
that's the tough thing too, right? You have to that sweet spot of like living that life together, building that life together, I imagine, and then taking that next step to build out a family. And you want to,
but you know, the issue was that it's awesome to change my mind in 2016, right? When I start dating Jen. But the problem is you rewind to 2012 when I was going in for chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. And they were very much like, cool, here's the million of other things you need to do, this, that, and the other, and you should go save your sperm. You should freeze go right sperm, now yeah. and freeze some sperm. And I remember them saying, I was like, no, I'm good. And they're like, no, like there's a chance that this could really fuck you up. It could sterilize you. Like you need to freeze sperm if you ever want to have children. And I was like, right. I don't want children. And they were like, listen,
they're like, sir, sir, it's $30. And you're like,
see, that was the problem. The problem. And again, you want to talk about the American healthcare system or whatever you want to get into. But it was the idea that like, cool, insurance won't cover it. And here's how much it would cost per month to do it. And I was like, that's
you're paying rent for your sample.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was very much like, sorry.
And by the way, this is pre-Kevin. I'm sure Kevin could have set you up with a nice little box.
Kevin would have. Kevin would be storing from you right now. I'm sure. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? But it was that idea of like, no, I'm not going to do it. And I passed
Kevin,
on the opportunity.
Which one of this is a fish sauce?
And so, yeah, I didn't save it and never had it checked up until, you know, we're struggling to get a kid and have a kid. And, you know, we went and got it checked up. And like, not only, does Jen have fewer eggs than she should at this age? Like, yeah, I'm like drastically. Now, I'm not sterile, but like I am like, I forget what it is. Like you're supposed to be 20 million.
You're 0.5.
And I'm it's supposed to be 20 million and I'm like 6,000.
That
like,
was always my fear with watching that one Frasier episode when I was a kid.
Right. Yeah.
I've talked about this before, Jen. The first time that I ever had something come out, I was like, I remember this from that one episode of Frasier where he ran out of sperm as an old man. I'm going to run out of sperm. Like as a young kid, I freaked out.
And so like, yeah, it was
got over pretty quick though.
Yeah, I was going to say never.
So, okay. How much sperm have you frozen now, Andy? You just keep doing it. Like there's like literally an entire freezer at the fucking sperm.
So yeah, the status was we walked out of there one day and like they called us after to give us the rundown. And it's like, cool, you got like two eggs left and Greg's got two sperms and they were going like this.
Slamming into each other. Right. Like, and so yeah, like, you know, for me, it was like, I you know, obviously my cancer doctor saved my life. I'm not saying anything there. My one take, and it could totally be me remembering this as a, you know, what I was in 2012, but I don't remember them being like, it's for sure going to happen. I remember it being like, it could happen. And then I was like, I'll roll the dice kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas talking to the fertility clinic, like, oh no, you should have, it happened. Like everybody's going to be affected by this. Like your testicles are like super affected by,
the chemotherapy.
I was going to say radiation got hung up on there. And so, yeah, it was like, that was a tough day. To get that call and not even the egg part of it, the much as me part of it. And again, not even the, for me, it wasn't like, cause I remember we got off the phone and I cried, but I didn't like cry. I was just like,
you
oh,
had to
man.
Process.
And then I processed by going down and taking out the recycling and coming back in the elevator. That's when I broke down. And when I sobbed in the elevator all by myself.
I was not prepared for when he stepped back inside. I was like, oh no, this is happening. Like it just connected together.
Yeah. Well, it was processing, like you say, and I talked about it at the time, right? It wasn't that oh no, I can't have kids, yeah. right? Because I was like, okay, cool, we'll adopt. Okay, we'll get a donor. Okay, well, you know, a million other things. But it was cancer's taken something else from me. Exactly. You know what I mean? I always talk about it being my worst fear that it would come back, right? And so here you are. Oh, Jesus Christ. 2020,
almost
right? So
years.
Nearly 10 years, nearly a decade later, and this thing that I don't even think about that feels like an alternate reality or an alternate history is like still very
rearing its
in my
ugly
life
head
in a fucked
yeah.
up way, right? Yeah. Yeah.
And so we sat there for a while, and like essentially the takeaway was mathematically or statistically, you cannot conceive naturally. So Greg and I were looking at options of.
But now here's where we have. So we when we get that thing of like, we went and talked to them, like, here are your options and like, yada, yada, yada. And we'll run through them here in a second. But what I love, and Tim, you'll love this more than anybody, of like seeing how we have changed Jen, is that we left the fertility clinic, went to get lunch. And at lunch, like unprompted, all by herself, she's like, we should do a podcast about this. And I was like, one podcast about like what? She's like, no, we should start filming an ongoing like video series about this. Cause like, if we were gonna go through IVF or having to do anything with Kind Body, the idea was that we wanted to destigmatize, right? Yeah, we wanted to like talk about how.
But also just share information because you criticize the US healthcare system, but there's a lot of information I learned going through that process, even like, that the Canadian healthcare system, like or sex ed in schools, did not cover because female anatomy apparently is like not an afterthought, but it's not being like dove into very deeply. Like I didn't know that every month you have several follicles in your ovaries, and like one becomes dominant, and then that one releases an egg. But all those other follicles are indicators of your fertility or like capacity to generate eggs, and I'm like, cool.
You're
had no
my
idea
mind right now. I have no idea like, what any of this means.
And like, they explain this to you the whole time that they're like shoving this extremely long ultrasound wands into your vagina.
They lube that thing up beforehand, though. Hopefully,
yes. A little.
Okay. I stood up. I spit on it for him. Just to get
it. Jesus.
What can we have? It's the kind of funny podcast. It's not egghead science.
So now I have three visuals in my head. That, the follicles, and you hunched over as one of those extra long sinks in the bathroom. Oh, I think it's still limp, God, but I can't. Okay.
Why?
Kevin, we're not pulling punches. Real. This is a fun
celebratory
episode. Like,
I also just have this visual now of Andy bringing one more of those little tartar sauce packets to the sperm clinic. I'm like, sir, we can't fit any more. Like, nah, you can get one more.
I don't want to be Frasier.
We're good. You can fucking have a whole army of people right now. You're good.
Kevin keeps slacking me because the chat is popping off today in a way that I've never seen them. And some golden quotes.
Why did you say
are.
Popping off?
Gerardo is cool says switch it up to your non-dominant hand feels like a stranger joins, and then Omega Buster says wow, so Greg in a bathroom wearing a mask beating on his semi.
Damn.
And keep in mind it was probably the Superman mask in a Mizzou sweatshirt.
Sure.
Oh Lord. That's a kind of funny God. Doodles if I ever heard of one.
No.
I don't know if we can put that on Instagram though, bro. I think
we go to Pornhub with it. We've always wanted to put content on Pornhub. This
so
is
badly.
One, you know?
So badly.
So yeah, we went and had this meeting with them where it was like, cool, like
here's your options. There's like IUI, which is essentially they fertilize the egg outside, like in the lab, and they hatch it and then they put it back in you. But you have to go through the whole process of pumping yourself up with hormones for several weeks until your egg comes out, and like you have to go through a surgical procedure to harvest it, and like you're under anesthesia, and like it's a whole ordeal. So the whole process was definitely daunting, but we were ready to do it. Like we just looked at the odds with the doctors, and they were very frank about it. They were like, even if you did IUI, like the success rate is so low. And by the way, it's like $2,000 per round. So it's not.
Yeah, it gets really expensive.
It gets really expensive really fast.
And I don't think insurance covers any of it, right? Because it's kind of considered
no,
elective.
It's like, it's elective, honestly, it's like a luxury to be able to do that too. It's just extreme privilege to be able to leverage science to your benefit to conceive children when there is so many children out there that need to be adopted and could use families, right?
Yeah.
And so, but they were like, if you want to optimize because you're also like my eggs were still good in quality, but because of my age, like it was getting dicey. So they're like, you have 2 years to complete this. And every cycle is contingent on your menstrual cycle. So it's a month every time. You know, like you don't have, you can't accelerate the process. It has to follow the flow of your body. And so like time, the clock is ticking. So they were like, IVF for sure is the best way to go because it's the most confident we can be about it. No, so I mixed up IUI. IUI is just when they turkey based you with your sample.
Yeah.
And Greg's sample was not good enough to do that. So they were... They said,
but it was long enough, Greg. It just wasn't. It was good.
Okay, it would get there. Yeah, it's like I don't know what to do.
It wasn't reaching the end of the tunnel, bro. It's just you don't know what direction to go after that.
Yeah. But,
so we were like, okay, we could try IUI.
They were basically like, IUI is a waste of time.
Yeah.
Like you and money. They were and go they, IVF, so they were like, do IVF. But the problem with IVF is, it's the other way around. Like we're talking about fertilize the egg, put it in there.
Yeah.
But it's also then, me, sadly jerking off in cups, having such low sperm count that I have to do it multiple times to get up to the number that they need to go do it with.
I do want to throw this out there, Greg, as a person who's I want to say like an authority on this subject. You can watch porn on your phone in the bathroom. I think people would have been okay with that.
Nick, do you think for a second I wasn't
book in there?
I was going to do you guys think for a second I wasn't sitting there reading it? I'm reading it on my phone. I'm looking at my literotica. I'm enjoying it. I'm trying. But it's again,
Kevin, your phone in your left
hand. Kevin,
just scrolling.
Nick, he's like doing the pinch to zoom thing. He's like, he caresses her vulva.
Oh, scientific terms turn me on.
So the IU, it's IUI and IVF, right?
Yeah.
And the IUI, you're saying it's like $2,000, but the IVF is more.
It's it included their own plan, included two rounds, and it was $40,000. Yeah. So it's like an immense privilege to be able to be like, yep, this is an option we're going to consider. But then also, like, financially, it's going to sidetrack us entirely. So it's a thing to consider.
It's a lot of proton packs.
It's a lot of proton packs.
I mean, we make fun of the proton packs. We live in a very normal life. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, for sure, that was like not a tough pill to swallow because we wanted it to happen. And then, of course, there's a time click and yada, yada, yada. It was like, I'm not saying we were like, oh, but it was like, oh, of like, shit, fuck, like coming up with that money.
And also there is no guarantee that it's going to work.
That's the other thing, too. And they're like, usually it doesn't work on the first phase. That's why they're doing it in 40. And it's like, where are we going to come up with the money? What would it do to savings? What does it do to us long run? What does it do? Like, there's so many like dominoes there to how that would actually affect like our life.
But we were committed to the idea because I wanted to experience. It's a very selfish thing that I couldn't go into a public space and defend because it's such a personal decision. But I wanted to experience pregnancy. And
I don't think that's selfish. I mean, I know I get it, but I mean, from my perspective, I think that's a wonderful, beautiful part of life that. You know, if you want that, I think you should absolutely have that.
Sure, but also the planet is dying and like people need families out there. So I was like experiencing a lot of guilt in regards to that.
That's true. Unmistakable.
But have you seen him? Like all I wanted was a small version of him.
Jen, this is what I keep saying. This is what I keep saying with Dee. We joke around, obviously, because we're not having kids. But I keep telling her, I'm like, let's just have one because not me. Her dad is like 6'3". I'm like, it would be the first tall Scarpino. But holy of course, with my luck, it would come out smaller than me. And then I'd be like, well, that's kind of a bonus too, because then I'd be taller than him for the rest of his life. And I'd be like, what up? Yeah, I'm fucking talking shit to him.
So yeah, we started moving, through what the financials of that would look like. If we could do it, how we could do it. Do we need to ask for help? Like stuff like that.
Because we were like, we're about to move and that has a cost associated to it. So, and it's also stressful. And guess what? When you're trying to conceive, you can't fucking be stressed out because it doesn't help. So we were like, let's wait until after we've moved. And we were, I ran the cost of the injections past the insurance company and they were like, we don't cover any of this. Good luck. Goodbye. Because again, it's a luxury, right? And so we were like, okay, well, we have all the information. We know how much I think it was something like $16,000 worth of medication. And it's injections that you have to do. I forget at which frequency, but Greg would have been stabbing me in the butt like every day for weeks.
With a needle.
Again. Yeah. Okay. Good job, Nick. All right there.
But mentally, I was prepared for the process, right? So we were just waiting to get through the move and then...
But they were like, too, like, you know, this is, the cycle's coming up now. So like, if you like, you know, still try or whatever, or keep trying if you can or whatever.
Because they were like, we will never advise you not to stop trying because there is still always the off chance that it works. And then they said that, and 2 weeks later, my cycle's always been on the dot, like Tuesdays, 2:42 p.m. It's never changed. It lasts, I forget, 4 days. It's a 28-day cycle, so yeah, that about checks out. And I was late, so I was like, this has never happened in 20 years of being a person with a period. And so cautiously excited, I was like, yeah. We have to wait it out, because you take one test, you have to wait, and then you take another one, and if you have two positives, then you go in for one round of blood work to confirm it, and then 48 hours later, you return for a second round of blood work to confirm it. And then it was just like this process of like, I don't want to be excited.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the entire first trimester, yeah. But yeah, the short version was that, yeah, after the blood test, we did it.
Yeah.
We did it naturally. Thank nice. God. Didn't nice. Have to go into like massive yeah. debt and do all these different things to try to make it happen. Yeah.
There you go.
But like, there was almost like, you know, there's always, oh, maybe I want one kid, maybe I want two kid thing from Jen. And she'd always joked like, what if we just did twins and got out of the way? Ha 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 ha. She did the first test with the doctor that confirmed she was pregnant. Like, all right, come back, you know, in 48 hours for the next one. We went and did that. And then they called the next day. And we were on the phone and on speaker. I'll never forget it, in the bedroom. And Jen was talking. She's like, hi, you know, Greg's here, hi. And the doctor's like, yeah, you know, this came back. And I forget what the number is and what even reading they're looking at anymore.
But like, it was like 600. And it's supposed to double.
Yeah, she's like, usually in the 48-hour period from between blood work, this should double. But this is quadrupled. And so she goes, do you have a history
of count?
Do you have a history of twins in your family, Jen?
And then so,
and Jen just sat dead eyed.
I have an accent. She has an accent. And so my brain, I only understood the word history. So I'm like, okay, medical history. She has a question about my family. And then I look at Greg. Like, she repeats again, and
Greg's
I look at Greg.
White as a ghost.
And I'm like, I have no idea what she just, my brain is not computing the second part of the sentence.
And so I was like, she's asking if you have twins in your family.
And I was like, I don't think so. Like, I really don't know. And then for 2 weeks, we sat with that information.
Of like, yeah, because they were like, we won't do it, no, till the ultrasound or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my God, are we about, like, is it about to have gone from, sorry, you can't get pregnant. Okay, you can. You know, and then it's all of a sudden it's
there's
like
four.
Now you have two kids. Exactly, right? No, yeah, it wasn't. It still is just the one boy. We have the one boy.
One boy. Yeah. But it was a roller coaster. And then the funny part is she completely forgot about telling us this information. And when we spoke to her again, she was like, why are you so nervous to get the ultrasound? And I was like, well, you told us that possibly it could be twins. And I don't know if we're prepared for that, because we do not have like family nearby or like a ongoing. I mean, we have you guys as a support system, but I would not anticipate Andy to come over.
Let Nick raise the boy. One of them. great when you're in
two
the live chat.
Old, like little flaming hot fries. Like
Dan in the chat says Greg and Jen plus 10. That would be the TV show for sure.
That'd be so tough.
Be the TV show.
One's enough, man. It's tough.
One is enough, and also it's just like we don't know what the fuck we're doing, right? Like we don't.
And you guys will figure it out, though. Nobody knows.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everybody does. Like the truth is, nobody knows what's going on.
I know, like the sentiment is always everybody says that you'll figure it, but like I wouldn't. I'm glad that maybe I could like just hang with your baby every once in a while and be like, Let me tell you about it, the Hyperlite Drifter, you know.
Well,
Uncle Andy, you've talked about that hundreds of times.
Andy, supposedly all the kids do for the first year is sleep a lot and play Warzone at night. So you would be shit. Like, this kid would be right on your schedule.
Nice.
But yeah, so we were really lucky, and it's not something I thought we would be, experiencing, because we were so committed to making it happen that I was like, at the same time, I'm like, is this what helped it happen? Because
relieving
I was no longer hyper-focused on conceiving because I knew I had to rely on science now. That my body went like, I'm going to make it happen now. So because you're not stressed out anymore.
Yeah.
And then it happened. And then holy fuck, you guys. Nobody prepares you for the first couple fucking weeks. If anybody had told me how exhausted I would have been, think about the last day of any trade show when you're absolutely fucking finished and you do not want to be alive anymore, that is the first 12 weeks of your existence as a pregnant person. 12 weeks. It's awful. It's 10% battery. I super lucked out because I haven't thrown up a single time. I felt like I was seasick a couple times, but it's sucked. Like, Greg would find me in bed not wanting to be alive because you have no motivation to do anything. It's like the worst case of PAX East and like your raging depression at the same time. Just like together.
Like, why did I go out last night? I should not have done that.
Well, the good news is once it comes out, then you have nothing to be responsible for.
It's all good.
Can I show that? Like, that's just been a live look at Jen.
Oh my God.
I love
just
how much
destroyed.
I love, amazing.
I love that you guys have developed that as a family unit of being like, it's nothing's off limits when it comes to sleepy pictures.
I mean, when they're that good or that different. Good. I mean, like, it's been, like, I think for me, being on the other, not at the other side of this, but being in this process and then getting to see it through new lens, I guess, what has been so telling to me is that when we tell our friends, and now obviously the world, but when I was telling like friends and family, you know, leading up till today, actually, if I told one of my female friends, they would always say congratulations, obviously. But if they had children, like before congratulations, evenly, it would be, how is Jen feeling? What is going on? Da 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 da. Because I just don't think we're programmed to know. Nobody talks about
no,
it
it's,
in terms
it's
of
insane.
How destroyed you are. Jen was going to bed at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and like needs to eat all the time.
And like all of the joints and bones in your body fucking come loose. Like you're sitting down one day, and then you turn your body,
pops
and then
out
you
of
get
place.
You get sciatica like, out of nowhere, and it's like. Yeah. Oh, am I 67 years old? Like, what's going on? And then you read online, no, it's because of a hormone called relaxin that just makes sure your fucking hips spread out to hold a baby in there. But it also affects all your bones in your body. So you're like, great, cool.
I think I was born with that.
It sounds like hormone. A fun hormone, relaxin. Like, yeah, it gets some relaxin in me. Like, oh, no.
Kevin, I don't think you need any more of that hormone.
And there's just so much stuff that it's like, I don't know. Because I never wanted to have kids for the longest time, I never investigated the process or the medical impact of it. And it's everything. It's like your body is just, it's literally you have a full-blown parasite. Like, it's if you don't eat enough calcium, it's gonna eat your bones. And then if like you don't feed it the proper nutrients, it's just taking from you. And that's why I think it's hard to get pregnant, because your body and your uterus is usually like, fuck that, I don't want this to happen. So there's like a little tug of war there where your lining is like, not today.
I just picture Kevin like inside of a like at, in the womb being like, I'm going to eat your bones if you don't give me calcium.
The thing with that is, I swear to God, Greg, that on some show, Game Over Greg show, one of the earlier ones, I remember you talking about if you did have kids, it would probably be twins and that one of the kids would kill the other in...
Utero.
They
in the
do that.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
do
yeah,
that.
Sure.
They,
yeah.
Like one.
That, there's no evidence of that. There's no evidence.
No evidence, but it's Greg Miller's kid. So I'm not gonna.
Would we know?
No, if it was Greg Miller's kid, the ultrasound would have a little Dixie cup in it and a wardrobe that he's just like peeing behind that thing. A
lot of comments about that already. I'll tell you on the Twitter today, and the congratulations of can't wait for you to deal with your kid's piss drawer.
That child. But yeah, so it's like a bunch of physical side effects that you're like, cool, am I dying? And then you Google it and it's like, no, standard pregnancy
totally
symptom. You're like, you're fine. And then you join.
How is this normal?
Right. You're like, I don't know if my bones should be doing this or.
I'm hungry, but the food makes me nauseous.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can't feed myself, but I feel like I'm going to die if I don't eat anything right now. So it's been weird. And like, there's a bunch of things like. I don't know. I forget. Like, there's gross shit like discharge all the time.
Everyone's favorite word.
That's
all
the
worst
fucking
word
ever.
Time. Like,
just the worst word.
Online,
ever.
They're like, maybe you should wear panty liners on the regular now because it's just a normal thing that's going to happen to you very intensely for the next 9 months. And you're like, great.
That's cool.
That's really, really nice.
Cool. Fucking awesome. Rad.
Yeah.
Rad.
Yeah. And I joke about it, and I have probably one of the easiest pregnancies, like no complications,
knock on wood,
knock on wood.
I mean, that was the problem with the first trimester, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, even now, like, somebody was talking to me today about it. Oh, it was on Games Daily, I think, a little bit. Somebody asked, and we were talking a bit about it. But it's like, you know, I'm not nervous to announce it. I'm excited to share it. But there is that thing that has been the first trimester beat into us of, like, at any moment, the way we would talk about it, right, was like, this is really cool, it's happening, but, like, don't get excited about it. Like, it could fail, we could have a miscarriage, and obviously we still could have a miscarriage. We could have a million different complications. And so that's always that argument for some people of, like, well, not talking about it at all, getting all the way to the, you know, finish line and announcing it, getting really, really close to it, yada, yada, yada. And for me, it was such a thing, for us, I shouldn't say me, sorry, such a thing of, like, we want to be able to talk about it. And it's like that thing again, back to the very beginning of, like, you know, Jen at the restaurant when after the infertility clinic, right? Of, like, let's podcast about the right now, if we're going to go down this IVF route and what we're doing and what it really costs and how it really is. And, like, I feel like that's the same thing here, where if obviously, in God forbid, something goes wrong, but obviously could, obviously there's still a lot of problems and hurdles in front of us, I would still want to talk about that. And I podcast about it makes it sound weird, I think, because it's like, I went on a podcast, but it makes it sound like I want to make it into business. But, like, this, and I was doing the Cloud Nine show with Alana and Khalif last night about therapy. And there was a conversation of, like, I was the only person on the show that hasn't gone to therapy. And I'm not never talking about anybody else's mental structure or whatever, but podcasting, and especially with you guys right now in this show, is so much to me about therapy, because it is that we come in and share stuff like that. And so I can't imagine that even if something went wrong now, or if we were trying to hide it and something had gone wrong, I would want to talk about that. And I mean, obviously within the bounds of our marriage and what we're comfortable with and things like that, but.
And it's such a difficult thing to, like, figure out, because it's such a personal thing of how you want to process your loss, or, like, the thought. I kept myself from getting excited for so long, because I'm like, I can't get attached. I can't start projecting further into time, because if something happens, I'm going to have to deal with loss. And I've never really had to deal with loss, like, significantly in my life. So it's a very recurring topic with my therapist. She's like, ooh, this is not going to go well when it happens. And so grief is not something I deal well with. And so talking about it and destigmatizing. Thanks.
It's the American pronunciation.
is super important to me, but also it's, like, such a daunting thing of, like, am I going to personally be able to manage that and deal with that? And I don't know how in the moment I'm going to react. And so I think it's what a lot of people deal with. And also, like, it's weird. It's everything that has to do with women's health in general is downplayed. So, like, the fact that when you have a miscarriage, like, you don't get time off, even though you go through a really intense medical procedure to get the remnants removed. Like, you get a full, I think it's called a TNC, I forget. And then it's very intense, and it's emotionally challenging, and it's physically challenging. And then you're just supposed to go back to work and not talk about it, because that's what people are brought up to behave like or think like. And it's just very strange, because it's very isolated to people with uteruses. Like, it's not something that men with no uteruses will ever experience. So it's weird. It's weird being on the other side of it, because not having known anything about it before, I would be like, probably part of the problem of, like, I don't know why it's such a big deal, but it is a huge fucking deal. So yeah, anyway, it's
such a personal thing, you know what I mean? And that was the thing of, you know, especially for us and how it is. Yeah, I think, you know, it's funny, George in the chat here had gone through and said, I hope they tell the moment Greg told Jen. Oh, I'm sorry, I hope that's the other way around. I didn't tell you. I was like, I think you're pregnant. Jen told Greg.
Just divined it.
Never will I forget. Yeah, I mean, for me, it was like, you know, Jen finally, Jen worked up the courage to go in there and take the test. And she came out of the bedroom while I was making coffee, and she was crying, and she was in the PSX shirt with palm trees on it. Yeah, it was hot. And she was crying, and she walked over, and I was like, oh, so it's a no-go. And then she showed me the stick, and it was positive.
I was crying because I was petrified. I was like, oh, no. But I'm excited, but also it's happening.
Yeah. And then, that
thing is, on top of all the physical stuff, it's so much emotional shit. Yeah. Whether it's a yes or a no, it's like so much for your poor body, Jen. Like, oh, my God. And your mind, like, all of it together. It's insane. Yeah.
I had the most graphic night, because you're pumped up with hormones. I would have the most graphic nightmares, like full-on Bloodborne. Oh, yeah. Style, oh, like shit. Gory. You gotta
tell me about the worms. Tell me about the worms.
You have to eat the three umbilical cords to fight the moon presence. Yeah.
There was one night I had a nightmare that I really had to blow my nose, and I started doing it, and only earthworms came out.
Oh, holy fuck.
And you know when you can feel everything in your dreams, or you can have an like when you pull a really long booger and it feels like it touched your brain. So that was that, but like moving around my sinuses. Holy and shit. So that's the kind of nightmares you get when you're pregnant.
I hope Hidetaka Miyazaki is listening to this podcast, the creator of Dark Souls and Bloodborne.
The next game is special thanks, Jean-V.
But yeah, and then also lots of deaths, like thoughts of death about my family or like them being brutally hurt or injured. And it's like, great.
And it's all like, you know, we said earlier, but it is, you know, the layer of COVID that was happening at the same time. And so it is that, you know, like that's been the most, I think, heartbreaking thing about this is, you know, when we're trying and moving down this path, and you see it in the video that opened this video, right? Like for me, you daydream about how you would announce it to your family, right? And you go home and you do something with the boots or whatever, you know, something you see on the TikToks all the time. And so for this one to be like, you know, Jen cannot go home to her country, let alone, and then even though I'm in the same country as my family, I'm not going to go home and jeopardize them, right? Like it was that thing of, you know, calling to tell my mom, calling to tell my dad, like. Obviously they're excited, but you can hear in both of our voices how bittersweet it is, right? Of like that you're just getting a phone call rather than us surprising you and being there and doing something.
I was terrified to tell my mom because I knew the second I was gonna hang up, she was just gonna
fall apart,
process and be like, oh man, that is not how I envisioned this to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And I know she's the most excited person in the world to become a grandma. She instantly shared Greg's post, not even mine.
She was like, your post was what? Like, I had sex?
No, that was Twitter.
Oh, your Twitter post. Sorry, sorry.
And so it's weird because that's not how you anticipate things to go. And like, but at the same time, you know, what are we going to do?
Life. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, we're figuring it out. But it's like, then on top of that, too, like, you know, like Jen's talking about that I never thought about, but makes perfect sense that, yeah, the body, you know, sees the baby as a parasite. So once you're actually pregnant, it shuts down its defenses, meaning it's shut down its defenses. And that's why
you have pregnant no women immune are, system. It's
like,
great.
Jen will brush up against something and break out in a rash because there's just nothing there. The natural defense to, like, you know, shut that shit down.
I use a depilatory cream on my legs to, you know, the nair.
Depilatory,
shit.
To get the hair off,
And I had a full blown rash. It was great. Because my skin's like, whoa, I have no barrier anymore. Or I kiss Porty and it's like, whoa, just red splotches everywhere. It's really
yeah,
really
Porty
nice.
Probably one thing in the house to stay away from for the next few months. He's the closest thing to the ground in your household.
And yeah, so in regards to the pandemic, like COVID could kill me. So I got my shot. I mean, it kills everyone. It can kill anyone, not just me. But pregnancy is a huge risk. So I did get my shot a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Once we got into second trimester, they were okay with it.
Exactly. My OB was like, and also like, just constantly ask my doctor, do not go on the internet for advice. Like, ask your healthcare professional. And he was like, yeah, you should totally be fine in second trimester. It's because the first trimester, like literally the organs are being 3D printed. Anything you do in the first trimester can permanently fuck up your child. So yeah, they were like, second should be fine. And so I did that and we'll find out if it comes out with three
superpowers.
Arms.
If y'all do start this podcast... You know, sponsored by the Trojan Pleasure Sleeve, or there's a lot of opportunities.
A lot of opportunities. And Andy, speaking of sponsors, let's hear from him right now. This episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast is brought to you by MeUndies. Summer is coming, and for so many of us, it's the season of discomfort. It's hot out, and if you sit around in your underwear, you could, but you can't. MeUndies wants to make this summer the summer of comfort, and they want you to know that if you want to sit around in your underwear, that's absolutely allowed. Get comfortable and express yourself with summer undies in classic and bold colors and fun and adventurous prints. Ladies and gentlemen, MeUndies has supported Kinda Funny for a long, 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 long time. Why? because they are fantastic. Both, of course, as a partner making the podcast you love, but more importantly, making underwear. As you know, I only wear MeUndies. I bought one pair and I liked them so much, or one, you know, a bag of them. I liked them so much, I bought more and threw away the rest of my underwear. I tell you what, I just moved, and guess what? It's time for me to order some new underwear, and I'm just going to order more MeUndies because MeUndies are amazing. They're soft, they come right to you, they got cool patterns, and if you want, you can sign up for the Undie membership. But I'm here to tell you about something different. It's called the MeUndies Matching Pairs. MeUndies makes it easy to match too. You can match your bottom half to your better half or halves. Yes, you can match your friends too. MeUndies helps you find matching pairs in a style and color or print of undies that's right for you and your boo. Because who doesn't love a secret twinning moment? MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you can get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get 15% off your first order with free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Andy's so good at the transitions to help me out because he knows he can see it in my eyes when I keep checking something. I'm like, how deep into this show are we?
Nobody said the F word in a while.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's cursed it up.
Yeah.
It's really how it gets there. Guess what? Tim, Nick, Andy, and Kevin. Kale Dolphin Corn is written in to patreon.com/kindoffunny with questions. Yeah, I want to say game so bad. With questions for you. Advice. I have some advice for Tim, Nick, Andy, and Kinda Funny's own Kevin. As a former fun uncle, now a fun aunt, the best advice I can give for getting a kid to love you is to just be there for them. If they want to talk to you or speak to them as if they are your peer and just have fun with them, give them advice, help them if they need it, and show them love as if you were their parent. The bonus is you don't have to change the diaper. I'm so happy for you, Greg and Jen, and I wish you all the best raising your youngest, the youngest Ghostbusters fan, Kale. Thank you, Kale.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kale.
Nick, I love it. Nick, I walk over, I knock on the door, I drop the baby at your house. What's happening?
Oh, baby's coming right in to watch Uncle Nick fucking click heads in the Warzone. Is that okay? That seems fine, right? It's a video game. It's fine for a child to see that little.
You can rotate it, you know, away from it. It's not looking at the screen the whole time.
I mean, get the baby prepared for, like, you know, early there. On, you're going to look at really high frame rate, 144 hertz.
No,
action.
We're not. No, we're just the baby can look at PS5. All right.
Messing around with 60 hertz, bro. Look, this is 144 hertz world.
Yeah, you get them primed on 144 on hertz on PC, so that way when it comes to the PS7 or whatever,
sure,
they're ready, you know?
I like that. Tim, how are you going to be babysitting for us, huh?
I'm very happy I have Gia. Very, very happy. But I'm also very happy that my house has me, Gia, and Cool Greg. And I think that is going to be the best thing. Cool Greg having to deal with anything is hilarious to watch. But with the baby, it's like this sounds like a lot of fun. Me and Greg Miller and Jen's baby, I can't fucking wait. It is going to be very similar to my relationship with Porty, where I'm just like, he's the homie. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I see him as such an equal. And it's like, that's the weird thing. There are dogs that like transcend. And Porty is one of the few that transcended where it's just like, what's up, bruh? You know what I mean? Like he walks in the room and I'm just like, okay, cool. This is our room
equals,
now. We're equals. What do you want to do? You know? And it's like, that's what's cool. But the thing is, you know, when it's just a little like freaking
bean
thing that doesn't do shit, it's like, okay, cool, you're one, whatever. But once the thing starts talking, that's I'm real excited, because you are clearly gonna know who he learned certain things from, certain words, and that is what I'm most excited about.
I'm excited Nick to see fornicate.
Kids gonna come over and be like, Mom, what's a choo-choo? And I'm like,
I'm excited to see if he like talks like Greg, which means like he's gonna integrate the information that you need to yell to be understood, or like scream all the time. And I'm a very quiet person, so like we're gonna know instantly. And I think he's gonna scream a lot.
You're gonna be a podcaster, son.
Oh yeah, totally. Or just I hate it, and I'm gonna go into NPR. You know what I mean? Sit over there. And just, hey everybody, this is NPR. You know?
Well, that's always the weird thing, right? That's always the question you have. Is like, is the kid going to be like, take after either of you, have your interests, or is it just going to, is he going to completely just go off the,
he's
going to
be like a tax auditor?
Or I always think, of course, if I had a kid, I'd want that kid to like be into the same things I have, like, was into music, theater, all of a sudden, my luck, the kid would be like this. It's football or nothing, Dad. Yeah. You have to watch football the rest of your life. And I'd be like, oh, this sucks.
You would but be okay, such a I support you. Fan. You kidding me?
Of the kids' team.
No, that's the thing. Nick, look how much fun you had with FCF. You'd get into it.
That's true. That's true. I guess if you have someone to root for, it kind of changes the dynamic of it. But yeah.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing to be on the precipice of about, you know, when we've talked about, and I mean us, talked about having kids in this podcast or talked about it in general. Yeah, there's always that thing of, will the fact that, like, they're surrounded by every comic book they could want, every game they could ever want, like, is it just going to not be cool to them? And then they are into something totally that we're not into. And not that I'm against that. I want them to be into whatever they're into. But obviously, I always talk about, like, I want that moment of having the two screens side by side and we're playing through Outriders 3 or whatever the hell it is together and stuff like that.
Well, the thing about kids is, like, even when we look back through time, it's just like, I'm sure these conversations have always been had in some way, but sure. It's like, to think about us and our parents and like anyone we know and their parents, it's like the best laid plans thing is like such a silly way to even look totally. At it, because it's like the world just changes so much. So it's like the idea that these kids might be into superheroes and Ghostbusters and stuff. It's like, yeah, they totally might. Or it might be something that there's going to be something new, you know, like Pokemon wasn't around when you guys were growing up, but Cobra to me, Kai. Andy, it meant something. And of course, there's Cobra Kai and all that. Yeah. But it's even just things like, you know, we always talk about kids and screen time, and we're always so like baffled. Like, I can't believe there are like 12-year-olds with, or like 6-year-olds with cell phones or whatever. And it's like, well, I was a 12-year-old with a cell phone, but Nick wasn't. Like, your generation wasn't. And it's like, at what point? That just keeps changing, but it's going to be normal for everybody.
Yeah, of course.
I can't believe these kids are on TikTok doing like, you know, these teenagers just doing like these really overly sexual things. Like, well, when I was a kid, I was pushing and getting pushed by my friends in a shopping cart trying to do jackass stunts. Like,
100%.
We're fucking idiots. Like, every generation has the dumb thing.
What Andy's For You page looks like.
It's gotten way less horny in the last couple of weeks. It's a lot of Marvel. It's a lot of a lot of politics as well. But for a while, there's like, Jesus. Yeah. Well, what is this?
Look at this ass.
So horny. Like, all of it. Anyway.
Sure. Fair. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that. And I think, especially with our peers who have children, the fact that they've, you know, raised them to be into stuff they're into their own things, but oftentimes that leads into video games, and especially as games have, like, you know, become mainstream and everything else. I always pointed out, you know, I wanted to tell him ahead of time, but I waited till today. But as soon as it went live today, I immediately messaged Blair Herder, you know, Jessica Chobot's husband. And, you know, they've raised Emerson to be like such a cool kid. And he loves video games and stuff like that. And I feel like that's WWE. Kind of. Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the blueprint in terms of like turning them onto it, which leads us to a question from Madeline. Madeline writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny and says, big congrats to you, Greg and Jen. You're going to be the best parents. Question, what is the game or gaming experience that you are most excited to re-experience again with your kid?
Katamari?
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah.
All right. I like that a lot.
That is such a Jen answer. I love that.
Yeah. Hell yeah. For me, it's not a specific like thing I can say now, but it's that Christmas morning of getting that thing you've been wanting for so long.
Yeah.
You know, the tearing open the Nintendo thing. For me, I always talk about it, you know, my parents did the N64, like the Red Ryder BB gun, where they like hit it and then I opened all my presents and then they sent me downstairs and on the way back up, that's where I saw it. Like, cool shit like that, you know what I mean? Of like, definitely them finding their own.
So psychological warfare.
Well, no, but I mean, like, that's a cherished memory, right? I know, right? The hype. Yeah, sorry, I thought you were saying something else.
That's my thing. Like, I as you guys know, me and Snowbike Mike have been watching a lot of 80s movies, and it's like having a fully grown child. He's never experienced any of these things. So watching him watch Point Break, that's what I would want to do, is like wait for the kid to get of age. We'd be like, I'm going to introduce you to a man named Arnold Schwarzenegger. You will love him. You will never, ever, ever be able to spell his last name correctly. Let's go.
Yeah, talking about that while we were doing the MCU rewatch of like how incredible. If they're interested, is that going to be?
And they will be. I mean, obviously, like, they have to be. They have, like, the thing will break my heart is if I can't get them into Ghostbusters. I don't think I have to worry, because they already have all the toys. We have all the Playmobil toys for them. Remember that we got years ago from Playmobil. And, like, again, think about it. It doesn't really matter. They're going to be born in October. We're going to have the photo. This kid can't stop me from putting him in a little Slimer outfit, a little Stay Puft outfit. We're both dressed as Ghostbusters. That's the Christmas card, everybody. That's the fucking Christmas card.
But the difference is, like, is it going to mean something to him?
Yeah, I
like,
know, I know.
I'm sure Superman or Batman will mean so. Because it's more. There's still those good stories being told with those characters.
Totally. I think
that there are certain things, though, that, like, whether or not they – it turns into their favorite thing in the world. When your parents, who, when you are a little kid growing up, are your favorite people, when they have a favorite thing, you think it's cool to like that.
Yeah,
so it's like,
yeah.
you have a kind of jump off point there. I mean, like, mm-hmm. Star Wars is probably the most obvious answer. And I think that there's a reason it's such a shared experience with people. But it's like my dad loving Star Wars and showing me the VHS tapes, like having that be a moment, like that always felt special to me. And
yeah.
I am where I'm at now because he told me it was special to him. You know what I mean? So it's like that kind of grew from there. I don't know if you guys saw a couple days ago that there's a video going viral that absolutely slays me, and I like can't even think about it without crying because of the subject matter. But there is someone recorded their dad,
their father,
their father who has some form of not dementia, but something like
it's,
dementia.
They call it it's not he has amnesia. He's a very specific type of amnesia. Yeah.
Where he doesn't have memory before a certain part, just like doesn't know who he is, and they've been trying to like rehabilitate him. It's been really hard, and they showed him Star Wars was his favorite thing in the world, and they watched the original trilogy and recorded his reaction to Vader being Luke's father, and he is just flabbergasted, he's like no, and he's just like wait really. Really? And he like stands up and he's freaking out about it, and it's just like so amazing that like. Can you imagine that? Like, wild. It's so.
And that's wild. The thing, yeah. I think, you know, when you talk about kids and like, obviously, like when Halloween comes around and I want to dress up, whatever they want to dress up as, awesome.
Sure.
But I do see that thing being, especially for like, you know, if Jen's going to be dressing up in a Ghostbuster outfit too, like they'll be into it on that level. You know what I mean? For a little bit, like, Nick,
Greg,
you say
they're not going to start hating that shit until like teenagers. Yeah.
Like,
if my dad didn't listen to Rush and have Rush DVD or VHS tapes on, or you know, if my dad didn't watch sci-fi shit, like I thought that shit was cool too growing up, and I still do, you know. So like, I think a good parent and a parent who is always willing to listen to their kids, the kids will just kind of naturally be into whatever the parents are into and think that shit's cool. Now, yeah. If they're an asshole about it, I have a couple of friends that are like, I fucking hate the Dallas Cowboys because my dad was a asshole during the Cowboys games. And he would be like, oh, get the fuck out of here. The fucking Cowboys are loose. So he's like, that's why I hate the Cowboys. But for me, it was my dad with the Rush VHS on and me with cereal boxes and pots and pans pretending to have the drum set. Like, I think it's just like a shared thing that you'd have.
Yeah, I had literally a shiver go through me today thinking about this kid, because for a while what I've been saying is
I was gonna say, did you have to poop?
No, but it was that I've been making the joke to Jen for a long time now of like, listen, this kid can go to any college they want, but if they go to Mizzou, I'll pay for it. But then I had the thing of, if I push Mizzou too hard and they go to the Kansas thing and they just be pissy to me, I can't do it.
That is so something we all have to remember to remind this kid.
No, Nick, you should not remind them
when
of
they
that.
Hit around
don't
16
that, Nick,
years old. Hey, you know your pop really hates Kansas.
It'd be hilarious if you went to KU.
Hilarious.
Nick, please call me Pop. Please, Pop. Please refer to me solely as Pop to this. Well,
that is a question though, because where are you going to push the kid to call you both? Because for me, it was always mom and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now my dad is older, I call him Pop.
Yeah. I mean, we have language situation to navigate.
Which I'd like to bring in a question, if you don't mind. A lot of people have been asking this in the chat live, but I have a question here from the one and only TJ Draper, who writes in and says, hey, Greg and Jen, first off, congrats. My question is, what language do you plan to speak at home to your child? My wife is a native French speaker, and I know she would rather die than have a non-native speaking child, which we have no plans for right now. I don't know if the child are dying. Is Greg allowed to speak English, or does he have some learning to do?
So we have a couple of friends who are in the same situation. They're in Montreal, and the mom's British, and the dad's French-Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
John and Carly, hi. And the way the way that they're navigating this is Carly, who's British, only speaks English to the kid who's like now over a year old. And John only speaks French to him. So whenever like the child points at their feet, he's the mom's like, that's your foot, you know, and the dad's like, c'est ton pied. So like they just repeat in both languages and the kid instantly gets it.
And yeah, so they're like sponges at that age.
They're sponges, and languages don't matter at this age. They just connect the dots. And so it's funny because she said if she tries to speak French to him, he's going to think it's weird. And so if John speaks English, the child's going to be like, what are you doing? Like, you usually speak French to me. But they managed to do that. And I think it's super important to me because my parents and my family, obviously much more Francophone than Anglophone. So like, I want them to be able to have a relationship and speak French together. I have cousins who were born and raised in Australia from an uncle who's French Canadian, and their French is amazing. And so it's just practicing at home.
Yeah.
Why?
Sorry, I looked at the chat. Mike L, bone eating sponges.
So it's just like committing to the bit, right? And like continuing to speak both languages at home. And the challenge is that they're not immersed in French here. So maybe we send them to French school.
I think it'll help them, and I think it'll help me. Because obviously that's the thing is, like, you know, when I go and I use the app to learn when I'm using Babbel. The Babbel app. When I'm using it, and I get it and I like it, and then we put it down and I forget it off. I don't go back to it. And it's the same way when we go back to Quebec, or we could go back to Quebec and hang out with your family and friends, right? Where it's like, by the third day of being immersed, I'm not speaking it well or
anything.
But
you understand.
But I'm there and I can do a few things. But then we go away for 8 months, 9 months, and I come back and it's the whole like,
18 now.
Yeah, 18 now. You know, to getting back to it or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be an effort, but like it's so important to me and my family that I think it's going to be a no-brainer. And then you're going to speak
baby
toddler French.
But that's all you need. That's what I mean. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I feel like I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be all right. Ryan Poala Higgins writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can. It says, hey, everyone, congratulations to Greg and Jen. I'm lucky enough to be a father of three, and my best advice for you both is enjoy the moment. I know this sounds obvious, but it can be easily forgotten with all the stress that pregnancy and being new parents brings. I look at my eldest son, who is now 10, and realize they grow up so quickly. Obviously, the birth is a very private matter between the both of you. Two of my children were born in a hospital, but my youngest son was born at home in a birth pool. I know this sounds great, and honestly, it was until after my son was born and the midwife left, and I came to the quick realization that the pool needed draining and cleaning. Final piece of advice is that childbirth is not what it looks like in the movies, and have someone else clean up. Much love to you guys.
Oh my God, Ryan, thank you so much, because I mean, going through a non-complicated pregnancy right now, I'm like, I could totally give birth at home, and it sounds great because also it's COVID, and then I don't want to get sick in the hospital and die for whatever reason, or get like, one of my biggest fears is to, in the middle of excruciating pain and my lower half body just staring from clit to butthole, is to lose the capacity to speak English, because my brain, like my lizard brain, is French. And so if I start just losing my marbles, like, how do I communicate that I don't want a C-section, you know? Because if something I can avoid.
No. Now I'm gonna throw a couple things out here. First off, now I have four things that I'm visualizing. That last one. But if you go to a hospital because you are having a Halloween baby, this gives Greg the awesome opportunity to dress as a doctor and go and administer pills to people in the hospital.
I'm starting as early as possible.
The kid comes out and they take this beautiful child and they swaddle it up and they go to hand it to Jen, and Greg's like, hold on 1 second, little mini proton pack that goes on it, little neutrino wand. I'm like, let's take this picture. Get this kid started off right.
Yeah. But to Ryan's point, like, everything goes apparently when you give birth. So it's like you poop yourself and you just tear, and
they tighten all that stuff up though. They sew that stuff up. It's like better than new.
Yeah, but like the pool sounded cool to me, but now it's definitely not an option anymore.
No.
Can we use your hot tub?
wouldn't the pool also just catch all of that and like
Yeah, but you got to drain it. It's still going to have
No, but what I'm saying is, like, you're going to be sitting in like, because...
Oh, you're in a pool of your own afterbirth.
You shoot yourself, I mean, they clean it. They'll clean it off, right? But if you're in a pool,
they'll spray. They can bring a hose.
They're not
and
filtering
down
that water in. They're not filtering that water. You know,
do it in a wave pool.
Jesus Christ!
Just strapped to a boogie board.
Can you imagine you're there? You're at Raging Waters, and you're like, "What is happening? Oh no!"
There's other people in the wave pool.
There's 30 other people.
This was supposed to be a lazy river.
But yeah, so let's
That's
consider.
What the second fee was.
And I still refuse to watch birthing videos.
Don't do
to
it.
This point.
No
don't do
to.
It. Yeah. Don't do it. You know what I mean?
Like, regardless. Smart. Our doctor said there's not one single birthing that's the same, so it doesn't matter. It's just I don't want to.
You gotta watch them all.
Sweet Pokemon.
Jesus Christ, Tim.
I got another one here from Madeline that I like. Big congrats to you, Greg and Jen. You're going to be the best parents. Question, what will be the first video game related purchase for your little one? If you've already bought something, what is it? I've, of course, like, I don't count the Playmobil stuff, of course. Remember when Playmobil sent me doubles of all the Ghostbusters toys so I could open some for myself and save them for my unconceived, unborn children, which is now paid off.
Child.
It's there for you. But the other one was, I think the first video game-related thing I bought for this kid, even before we knew it was gonna, you know, before this was happening, was that I got the God of War B is for Boy book, which is like the little picture book
right.
God of War. I'm excited for that one day. That'd be a fun one.
I don't know about me. I feel like you got this covered.
So. Don't worry about it. You keep buying stuff to keep them alive. I will
bought,
keep buying
like,
the crap that they'll enjoy to play with.
A dehumidifier. That's the kind of purchase I'm making right now.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
This place is dry.
We got a dry place. But yeah, that's the 17-week update.
Yeah.
And the announcement and all that jazz, which
the
is exciting.
The size of the onion this week.
The size of an onion right now, yeah. No
bigger
than an onion.
Than an onion.
Oh, dude, if it ever gets to pumpkin, I'm flipping out.
Oh,
Dr. Watto will be out on everywhere.
I hope it'll be out by that point. Because
I mean, pumpkins
usually,
are like
fucking
pretty
pumpkin.
Fucking big.
Yeah, pumpkins are... They don't make...
Dude, there's all sizes of pumpkin.
Small
what do you think
a
general pumpkin is? Yeah.
Also, pumpkin's very hard,
very
not squishy
hard.
At all.
Well, dude, her stomach is hard.
It's so
She's like, poke it harder. I'm like, no, I'm not poking it harder. No. And that's the other thing. Like, we jumped around a whole bunch of this, like talking about like how your body feels. Your body. Well, you talked about your tits too, but your body changes. Duties. Like where there's like day, like yesterday, you looked so pregnant.
Yeah.
You know what
Six
I mean?
6 months.
Yeah, 5 more months. Yeah, yeah.
It's weird. It's very strange. Also, at some point, my nipples were made of glass, so I don't. Like,
I can
relate. Like you can't touch anything.
No, but yours is like for excitement in Marvel movies.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah. Mia was shards of glass, like just pain.
Oh, I thought you meant they were so hard you could cut into your neighbor's windows,
no,
break in
like,
the little, you know, the circle, pop out, break it in. Yeah.
No. Shards,
suction
really
cup
cool.
Filled
the glass with shards of glass. And then what else? I mean, yeah, right now my uterus is growing and pushing all my organs in different areas at random. Oh.
At a certain point, the kid kicks those too. So just be aware that's going to be something that happens.
Technically, should start feeling movement next week.
Wild.
Whoa.
It's very strange.
Yes, Nick, you can come over and touch it. You don't even have to answer the question.
That was not the question, but that was a follow up question. So thank you. Good getting ahead of that. Here's what I'm going to say. For the longest time, and kind of funny, we have had this idea. I would say it's a far off notion, more like a dream, right?
All of us.
Have one shared costume. Now, as you guys know, Kevin screwed me out of the cat costumes a couple years ago. I show up, no one else is dressed. I show up to your house, no one else dresses cats. He screwed me out of it. Can we please, for this kid's first Halloween, and forever, just do the big? Because imagine your child growing up coming to the Kind of Funny studio in costume, and everyone is dressed as X-Men, and then they're just like a little mini whatever they want to dress as.
Sure,
that
hope.
Could just be
maybe
really
hope.
Cool. Who's Hope?
No, Cyclops. We got to do Wolverine, dude.
Cyclops' kid, but like she gets taken.
No, we're not doing.
We're not going into. We're not going into. Like, all right, well, did you read the Bendis run? This is that. Like, we're not.
You know what?
No, you don't want the baby to be like the baby person in the comic. It has to be just like a baby version of
Magneto.
Professor X.
Yeah, in the wheelchair,
bald.
Well, who knows? Yeah. Knowing Greg, this fucking baby's gonna have the thickest head of hair of all time. Like
fucking kids. Fucking kid's gonna come out with hair perfectly swooshed, a little bit of gray, light gray. And it just I look at it, it just winks at me like I know.
I know. First class Professor X.
There you go. Yeah, little James McAvoy.
McAvoy. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast. It's not quite over yet, of course. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. We're going to do a post show and hang out a little bit while longer. Of course, over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can ask us questions. You can get the show ad-free, and you can get it with the post show I just mentioned. However, if you didn't know, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on this table. Good job. Each bringing the bullshit in their lives they want to bullshit about. Today, it was my child. There will be much more child content, I'm sure, on Kind of Funny now throughout the years and months and everything.
We could
everything
do
else.
A reenactment of the birth.
What about the conception?
I'd tune in for that.
If you don't want to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to catch the post show we're about to do, we understand. Remember, you can get all the shows for free at youtube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe. I don't know why I said that about the post show. The post show is only available on Patreon. The rest of the shows are over on the other places. They have ads and everything else. Before we go to the Patreon post show, however, we do. Well, first off, thank you, Jen, for being on the show. Coming in.
No problem.
Is it time for nap?
Oh my God, I'm so tired.
Before we get into the post show, for everybody watching, there is one other video we want to show you, a different reaction video to the announcement.
Kevin Rowe.
We are celebrating the sixth anniversary of Austin Creed's Up, Up, Down, Down. Let's get hype, everyone. Woo!
Yay! Tim?
You couldn't be more wrong. That was the lie I told all of you to get your cameras on. I'm here to tell you that Jen's pregnant and I'm going to be a father.
See, I knew it. Dude. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Congrats.
Yeah.
I took a picture. I typed that out and I took a picture.
Shit, Miller.
I figured I wanted it on camera and I wanted you all here because, of course, you're my family. And so, there's a lot happening, obviously, that all the appointments I've been leaving for are not for us moving. There's a lot of other things I've been doing. And obviously, yes. I don't like lying to you or even fibbing a little bit about it, other than the things for content.
I woke
like
up
this.
For this?
Yeah, you woke up for this, Andy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So, yeah, the idea was I figure, like, so for right now in our time.
Holy shit.
Oh my gosh.
I love you, dude. This is wild. I love you guys. Awesome.
So crazy.
Congratulations to both of you.
That's bad.
This is freaking awesome.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
So let's get to the real show.
Daddy time. You're going to be a daddy. And now you're going to be so happy because once you see this child, everything in your life changes completely. Like, people tell you this, and I got told it a bunch of times. But you can't, like, really feel that emotion or even begin to, like, comprehend what that emotion feels like because you don't know that's inside of you. But, like, once you see them, it's like, I don't know, like something clicks and you're like, everything that I thought that I was doing and the reasons behind my main motivations and all of that stuff, your drive, all of that, it goes away and is completely like transferred into this tiny human. It's like, no, everything that I'm doing is now for you. So I cannot wait for you guys to feel that. It's yeah. Dang. Kid's gonna have it good, man. Love you guys. It's awesome.